Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Texas Stone's bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Harold Fritchcott Roth is our guest. He's a senior fellow with the Hudson Institute. He's a former commissioner for the Federal Communications Commission and former chief economist for the House Committee on Commerce. Harold, thanks again for being here. We're talking, folks, about the incoming new sheriff over at the Federal Communications Commission. Ajit Pai has replaced Tom Wheeler as the chairman. President Trump has just installed him as the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. No requirement for Senate approval there, right, Harold?
That's correct. It's the president's designation.
Right. So what we were talking about when we went to the break was the fact that you mentioned net neutrality, but I said net neutrality is not the same thing as Title II, making the Internet a utility under Title II. I asked you that question, and I'd like for you to straighten that out. Folks, I know this is a little bit in the weeds. Please stay with us because this is important. Your life, if more and more of you depend on the Internet on so many ways out here on Main Street, and this is like if they were having a discussion about whether to disrupt the interstates, you'd be paying attention. This is a bigger deal than that, Harold. Tell us about it.
Sure. If you go back to the 1990s, when the Internet was first developing, politicians of every stripe and Americans of every stripe were very consistent in saying, whatever you do, don't regulate the Internet.
Right.
Don't regulate the Internet. And the Internet grew and prospered and carried the American economy with it.
Under that philosophy, powered by
that
philosophy.
Under that philosophy of don't regulate the Internet, it was great for the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Washington likes things and take control of things. And finally, during the Obama administration, they kept trying to regulate it, and the courts the first two times said no. And then the third time, they got lucky with the judges. They got the D.C. Circuit. And they not only said yes, they said yes to the most extreme form of regulation, which some people call it Title II, some people call it common carriage. I think you could call it micromanagement.
But it essentially turned the Internet into a utility.
That's right. It turned it into a utility. So if you want to offer broadband services to your customers on Main Street, you've got to go ask the government, Mother, may I do this? Mother, may I do that? And if you don't ask it in the right way, if you don't hire lots of lawyers, and if you don't do exactly what the government says, you're not going to be allowed to offer services to your customer.
Why do you think the Obama administration did that? You think it was just a control thing? Was there some ulterior motive? Was there ideology there? What do you think?
The details are that Chairman Wheeler was initially planning on doing something a little less, going to do something bad, but not quite this bad.
Yeah.
And then after the 2014 elections, President Obama met with leaders of the left and asked them what they wanted him to do in the last 2 years, and this was very high up on their agenda. And so President Obama, rather than quietly suggesting this to Tom Wheeler, went off to China, the center of internet slavery.
Right.
And issued a YouTube video instructing the FCC to do Title II.
Wow.
It was one of the strangest things I've ever seen.
Would you call that would it be a stretch to say that that was an un-American thing for a president to do?
Jim, I'm not what anybody, what the President of the United States does un-American. I just I thought it was sad, terrible.
Unprecedented.
I felt sad for Tom Wheeler.
Yeah.
He was belittled. He was demeaned. His office was debased. It was just very insulting.
Yeah.
To handle.
He was bullied. He was bullied by his own president. Here's a quick question for you: will the new chairman of the Federal Communications Commission be able to repeal and replace the damage of the program that President Obama demanded?
It needs to be repealed. There's nothing needs to replace it.
Okay, there you go. That's a good distinction. Tell us why you said that.
This isn't Obamacare. There are no Americans whose life is made any better because of network neutrality. It's just bad. And the Internet did really well, and Americans did really well for 25 years without it. So
and can the new chairman roll back? Can the new chairman roll back the clock and make it like it was before?
With the majority vote of the commission, yes, because it was the majority vote of the commission that put it in place.
So, what do you think the commission will do?
I think they're going to get rid of it.
Okay, good. And you think that will happen sooner than later?
I have no idea how quickly they're going to do it. There's no reason they couldn't do it within 6-9 months, something like that.
Right. So, folks, we'll keep you posted on that. When we come back, I want to ask Harold Fritschgott Roth if Ajit Pai, the new chairman of the Trade Committee of the Federal Communications Commission, is going to be a little too cozy with corporate America. I'm concerned about that because I don't like all these consolidation is starting to hurt customers. And we'll talk about that after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.